There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. And you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. It's all free over at freetalklive.com. Joining you in studio, it's Ian here.
Danica.
And Daryl.
All right, we've been talking about Venezuela. They are once again continually having difficulty because of the economic policies of the socialist government there. Certainly not making things better as their oil exports have halved in value over the last year. It's, you know, difficult times in Venezuela, but the government's making matters worse by forcing an official exchange rate on its people, which is driving business into the black market, driving all sorts of business into the black market. Normally, here in the United States, when we think of the black market, maybe thoughts of black market drugs or black market cigarettes or, you know, something that would, you know, be more traditional vice.
I would count cigarettes as a drug.
Yeah, that's true.
Sure, yeah.
I just, you know, mention them separately because they're normally a legal market product, but you can purchase them in the black market in places like New York City where, you know, cigarettes have risen to a legal price of over $10 a pack in many cases, sometimes as high as $15 per pack from my understanding. And so, therefore, that provides a real incentive for black marketeers to come in and undercut the official prices, get on the streets and sell Lucy's for a dollar or whatever. And so, yeah, when you think of the black market, you think of more traditional vice. You think of prostitution, gambling, drugs, alcohol, the original prohibited product in the United States, or one of them. And you don't think of toilet paper when it comes to
dish detergent,
the black market, or, yeah, the basic staples of life. But that is what you basically will have to go through in Venezuela if you want to acquire those things without standing in lines for hours upon hours upon days in Venezuela. So that's part of what's happening there. And the conversation we were having, two different conversations that I want to continue here in relation to that. One, Daryl, you've done some digging and you found a more detailed list rather than our shoddy memories about the core CPI, which is what?
The core CPI does not include, well,
in the U.S.
Right. In the U.S., the core CPI is what the Federal Reserve uses to calculate the official inflation rate.
Which is usually, what, like 3% or something like that?
2 to 3%.
Right. Whereas others who take into effect some of the things the core CPI doesn't take in will say it's two digits, like 10 or 11%.
The BLS, which is the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they have a second CPI number that does include food and energy. And I spoke partially incorrect earlier when I said I don't think it includes taxes. It includes taxes that directly affect the price of goods. So sales tax, excise tax, but it does not count real estate tax, fuel tax, or any other tax that would not, quote-unquote, directly affect the price. And the official number for March was released today by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And for, quote, all items less food and energy rose 0.2% in March. And if you include food and energy, it rose, or rather, it declined 0.1%. But they claim that the reason that they don't calculate food and energy in the regular CPI is because, well, those prices are volatile. So we can't have a good calculation if we include these things that people actually buy all the time.
Right. Volatile as in they're more subject to inflation, right? They're more subject to the increase in the money supply.
They're more subject to market volatility.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be that there was a bad yield of a certain crop, so that would affect the price. There could be an overabundance of a certain crop. That would affect the price.
Okay.
I found something, and I realized that this is from the UK, but I was not able to find the basket from the U.S. I did find the basket from the UK. This is from a couple years ago, and I'm not going to read everything, but they do have where they mark whether or not this is a new item, whether it's an item that is being dropped, or if it's something that is replacing something. And this is from 2012, where in 2012 in the UK, a new item was added to their basket, hot oat cereal. They added that to improve coverage of bread and cereals, which has been identified as being underrepresented. They also added pineapple to the list of fruits. They added books for teen fiction. They added chicken and chips that are takeaway. So I'm guessing you know, like to-go food from a restaurant.
Okay.
They added baby wipes. They removed candy-coated chocolate and replaced it with a bag of branded chocolate sweets because candy-coated chocolates in the UK have become more difficult to find over recent years. They removed outdoor adventure boots and replaced them with walking-slash-hiking boots to better represent the sector of footwear fashion.
And this is who in the UK?
This is the official, whatever the government agency is in the UK that calculates inflation.
And these are the changes they made in just 1 year, over just one?
Yes. They removed glass oven casserole dishes because they felt that that area was overrepresented in the basket, and the expenditure on this item has dropped. So basically, people are paying less for Tupperware dishes, so we're removing it from the list.
Entirely. Wow.
Because I don't know what the Central Bank of the UK's policy is, but if you read the mission of the Federal Reserve Bank in the U.S., one of the things is to maintain inflation.
Sure.
At a constant rate. To prevent inflation.
Right, no.
But to maintain inflation.
Well, that's part of the what, Keynesian economics? Isn't that right?
Yes.
And the reason why they do that is the belief that inflating the money supply somehow benefits the economy.
Yes, because there's more money for people to spend, so that's got to be good, right?
No, because it results in a lot of cases in prices going up, so ultimately it doesn't.
Right, so then we need more money so that you can spend it on those
things, Ian. We'll just keep printing out money.
But what it does do is it benefits certain politically connected people.
Sure.
So
yes.
The people who get the money first are the ones who benefit from it. So the people in the...
And even the people that get the money second benefit.
Sure. I mean, the closer you are to the original recipient, the better off you'll be. But we're not those people.
Right.
And you're not those people, you the listener, unless you are somebody who knows the Federal Reserve folks and you're the military-industrial complex and those folks.
Or if you're one of the people that winds up getting money because you own farmland... Those people benefit.
Yeah, sure.
People that get subsidies, they benefit greatly.
Yeah, basically anybody taking money from the government firsthand like that, they're the greatest beneficiaries of the inflationary policy. Everybody else basically gets hurt through the rising prices because usually pay does not keep up with inflation.
Right.
So what happens is the pay checks that people get stay relatively the same while the price of products goes up. So even though there's more dollars around, you don't have as many as you used to, or you have as many as you used to, but they don't buy as much.
Right.
And so therefore your cost of living goes up, meaning that in order to have the same things that you had had previously, you have to spend more, which you don't have because your pay hasn't gone up. When, your pay finally does go up a little bit, well, inflation's been happening the whole time. So you're still behind the ball any way you slice it. And so, therefore, your life gets more difficult and you don't get to enjoy as many nice things or as many luxuries, as much free time, because in order to have the same lifestyle that you had, you then have to work more or find a better paying job, which is difficult.
Not necessarily always easy.
Yeah.
Right.
And know, there was the Fight for 15 protest a couple days ago. People, you know, we need $15 an hour.
Did you see this, Danica?
I've been hearing about it for a long time.
And one reason labor unions are behind this is labor union contracts tie the salary to minimum wage.
Meaning that a labor union person would get four times minimum wage or something like
right.
that. So it would be a raise for them, too. A big race. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We will continue with more on Venezuela and what's happening with Bitcoin down there. That's still to come on Free Talk Live.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly. She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're back with more. You can dial
call-in toll-free. Join us here if you like at 855-450-FREE. Join us on Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in studio, it's Ian here.
Danica.
And Daryl talking about Venezuela, toilet paper, and other basics. The staples of modern life are not so staple-y down there in Venezuela. It's getting very difficult to find these products. If you can find them in the store, you'll get a decent price.
But they have cops standing around guarding the stores. There are fights in the store lines. There are lines that are going around the block in some cases. You will wait for hours only to find out that they don't have what you were hoping that they had, or they only had one or two things that you were hoping that they had, and then you have to go somewhere else, and then wait, and wait, and then try the whole process all over again. Now, there's a black market that's developed, and we'll talk more about that here in a moment, because what's Bitcoin doing? How is Bitcoin factoring in to the situation on the ground there in Venezuela? Vice News has a report on that. But, you know, these days, at least in the developed areas of the world that we're used to, we're constantly using power on our electronic devices, like smartphones and laptops. These are things that it's easy to crank through a battery on before the morning's even out. If you're using your smartphone in any kind of a heavy manner, you're not going to make it through the day without finding some way to charge back up. So turn to the Pocket Power Plus. Whatever your situation, if you need to run your electronic devices for hours or even days, if necessary, the Pocket Power Plus can help you. It's a source of backup power so small, you really can put it in your pocket. You can also keep it in your purse or briefcase, glove box in the car. In fact, it's so powerful that in some circumstances, it can actually jumpstart a car. So the Pocket Power Plus can deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power and has a full accessory pack with most of the adapters you could need, including jumper cables. So listeners of Free Talk Live, you can now get the Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. And, of course, you can use code FTL to save even more. PocketPowerPlus9.com. Again, that's PocketPowerPlus9.com. We're talking about the economic situation in Venezuela. It's making life very difficult. And really, it's all thanks to the government there. They're the ones who've set this insane exchange rate, this mandatory exchange rate that has driven all business essentially underground in Venezuela. And so Bitcoin, you asked the question, Daryl, what about Bitcoin? How is that playing into this? In Venezuela, you can have buckets of bolivars, which is the national currency. However, it will still be difficult for you to even find to buy the goods that you might be taking for granted, like toilet paper. Currency controls imposed in 2003 and maintained under the current dictator there, Nicolas Maduro. I mean, he's elected, but come on.
In a shoddy election. There actually were two candidates on the ballot, but, you know, elected in air quotes.
Made it difficult for Venezuelans to exchange bolivars for U.S. dollars and other foreign currencies. You are limited, if you're in Venezuela, to just $300 for online purchases per year, a minuscule amount in a country that has to import almost everything. Hard currency is so scarce, dollars trade on the street for many times the official exchange rate. Meanwhile, the country's runaway inflation reached an annual rate of 63.4% last month. Now, this was written in October. Now, we have had a news story we read last hour saying that this year could hit 200% in a year. This has driven an increasing number of Venezuelans to the freedom offered by Bitcoin, a virtual currency, which our listeners are, many of them, well familiar with. It's outside of the control of any state or government. It's based on the properties of mathematics, rather than relying on physical properties like gold or silver or trust in central governments. Bitcoins can be earned as payment for goods or services purchased at an online Bitcoin exchange or accumulated by miners who process transactions and secure the currency's network using special hardware and software in exchange for Bitcoins. Venezuelan access to Bitcoins has been liberated with the launch of the first ever Venezuelan Bitcoin exchange marketplace, SurBitcoin. And if you want, Daryl, I would like to know if SurBitcoin is still around. SurBitcoin, SurBitcoin, which opened at 12 a.m. on Tuesday. Again, this is in October. according to the founder, Kevin Charles. Pseudo Bitcoin was expected to open last week, said Charles, but various issues held up the launch. Users are now able to exchange bolivars for bitcoins on the site and skirt around government currency restrictions in the process. The value of Bitcoin has been very volatile over the past year, though it's more stable than the bolivar and is rooted in the principles of supply and demand. So again, with Bitcoin, it's the market price every time. Whatever it is, you know, whether it's being priced in dollars or bolivars or whatever, it's the market deciding the price based on people doing thousands of exchanges on various different Bitcoin exchange websites across the world.
And many are going to convert in the Bitcoin immediately into dollars in most cases, too.
Many
people that do receive the Bitcoin.
Well, I mean, in Venezuela, it would be more difficult to do that, right? Because dollars are at a premium. And I don't know how easy that would be.
I found another article written about the same time as the Vice one. This one was also written by Reuters. They probably pulled some from Vice. Vice probably pulled from it about the same time in October, where it says, based by Kevin Charles, that many of the users that would be receiving Bitcoin would be just converting it straight back to dollars, because dollars would probably go more places. And Bitcoin is taking off there for sure, according to this article, but dollars would still carry a lot more weight.
So, I see what you're saying. Yeah. So because they can't get the Bitcoin, because they can't get dollars through the official channels, they would use Bitcoin as their intermediary to purchase dollars and then presumably spend those dollars on things the black market.
So Sewer Bitcoin is still up and running, sewerbitcoin.com. I am looking at the market right now.
El primer mercado de Bitcoin de Venezuela, which is the premier market. In
the bid price is 70,010 bolivar. The ask price is 70,990 bolivar.
Now, that's market price. That's not the government official price, because if it was the government official price, we figured out earlier that it would be like 1,400.
Yeah, 1,400.
So that's a huge discrepancy.
Wow.
And it's amazing that they haven't been targeted by the government there in Venezuela.
Well, they might have been targeted, but the website is still functional.
Yeah. Oh, I'm presuming that the website is not located in Venezuela. That would be my guess on that one. Back to the story here from Vice. It is more stable, that is, the Bitcoin is more stable than the bolivar, and it's rooted in the principles of supply and demand. To safeguard against inflation, only 21 million Bitcoins will ever be available. Around 13 million, roughly $4.9 billion worth, are in circulation. The exchange rate on Monday was about $380 for one Bitcoin. Again, we're talking about, this is a very old article here at this point. Right now, Bitcoin is worth about $220 U.S., and so when you do those conversions, Daryl, on those 70,000 numbers that you gave us, that works out to about $350 U.S. dollars worth, meaning that that's what someone is offering to pay for Bitcoin. So they're willing to pay about 50% more to get Bitcoin in Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and something that I've noticed looking at the Bitcoin prices, all of the markets are independent of one another. So the price that people are paying in Europe is not in any way connected to the price people pay in the U.S.
Right. That's one of the reasons why they have things like averagers, like so BitcoinAverage.com.
Yeah.
They take different market prices into effect. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. You can join us on the air here, talk about Bitcoin or whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin? 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. TNS means, do you have? You have Bitcoin? if you don't, you should probably get some, because it's probably the most exciting currency in the world right now.
No, that would be Dogecoin.
I don't think so. Sorry. I mean, yeah, we mentioned it in our Express Coin reads every night, but I don't hear about Dogecoin anymore.
I don't either.
You remember when Dogecoin kind of hit the scene? It was this cool, hip, funny kind of thing. Doge being an internet meme of this dog that's, what is it, a Shiba
Inu? Shiba Inu, yeah.
And it's an internet meme that got turned into a cryptocurrency, and it was sort of a joke, but at the same time, people took it seriously. They actually bought, I believe it was a race car sponsorship.
Bought a race car sponsorship. They paid for the Jamaican bobsled team to go through the most recent Olympics. But it's a big giant joke.
Facilitated with Dogecoin. It's still there. You can still go on the Bitcoin exchanges and, you know, these altcoins.
So coin, very crypto.
You can get a Doge. You can use Doge on shapeshift.io, which means that if you've got a bunch of Doge sitting around, you can exchange the Doge into whatever currency that you would like.
You can shapeshift that.
There you go. At shapeshift.io. In fact, if you go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, you can contribute to Free Talk Live's Bitcoin tip jar, with Doge, as well as a bunch of other cryptocurrencies, something like 24 of those. Did you get that integrated onto FPP.cc?
I have it partially integrated. I do have a bounty up on Bounty Source. I forget if it's .com or .org, but you know, if you look for Bounty Source, I've got a bounty up to where I'm looking for an actual plugin that I can put into the WooCommerce that would make it easy to use Shapeshift to accept the payments. Right now, I just have a notation of if you wish to pay with altcoins, download this browser plugin.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's kind of difficult, telling people, oh, you've got to download this browser plugin before you can use this.
Still, though, it's a pretty cool
tool. I've got it partially adopted.
So we're talking about Bitcoin, because the altcoins, you know, they're nice and everything, but there's hundreds of those, and really most of them are a joke. But Bitcoins are the real deal, and more businesses around the world are accepting them, and they're helping people. Helping people in tough parts of the world to make a better life for themselves, like in Venezuela, where people are using Bitcoins to get around the government rules about currency and how many dollars someone can have, or can they even acquire dollars at all through the official channels. Generally, the answer is no. There are some serious restrictions that have been put on that. So now SurBitcoin is available over at surbitcoin.com. It is the first, the premier exchange over in Venezuela to help people acquire Bitcoins and or sell Bitcoins as well. And so,
and the reason that people in Venezuela are starting, or at least some people are starting to adopt Bitcoin, is because the currency is in such bad shape.
Yes.
And they've got the Bolivar. And Danica, you had mentioned that you thought it was odd that the Bolivar has been around since January of 2008. And that's actually when the Bolivar was revaluated to a ratio of 1 to 1,000 and renamed Bolivar Fuerte, which means the strong Bolivar.
The strong Bolivar.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. 1 to 1,000, meaning that one Bolivar Fuerte is the equivalent of 1,000 Bolivar?
Yes, from before 2008.
Can you explain what that means and why that's really relevant, what you just said?
Because
that's a pretty important thing, and I don't know if it necessarily makes sense on a first pass to somebody who's not familiar.
So let me use Zimbabwe as an example, because they had the hyperinflation. They had that $100 trillion bill, which was the highest denominated bill that has ever been made ever in the history of humans. Mm. And they finally, you know, we're closing down the central bank because inflation's out of control. And about a year and a half later, they revalued their currency to a rate of, I think it was 100 trillion to one, meaning that the $100 trillion bill that people had, where they used to have, you know, like pocketfuls and buckets full of that to go to the grocery store and hope that they could buy groceries, that was no longer worth $100 trillion. That was worth $1. So what they
did... This is the trick that the central bank can play.
Right. It's called revaluating the currency.
Yeah.
And they did that in Venezuela in late 2007. It took effect January 1st, 2008.
So just to be clear,
to where a 1,000 Bolivar bill would then be worth $1.
Hold on. So in Zimbabwe, when they revalued, was that after they shut down the central bank?
Yes. It was about a year after they shut the printing presses off.
So who was issuing the new currency at that time?
I don't think they actually started issuing new currency until well after. They just said, okay, drop all of the zeros, and that $100 trillion is now $1.
Okay, because I was expecting there would have to be someone to exchange that, right? Like some sort of bank teller who you would go to, hand them the $100,000.
They have probably since implemented that.
Yeah.
But at the time, it was just, this is now $1.
So what you're saying is, in Venezuela, they did the same thing in 08, the beginning of, of 08. They said, well, because they were probably having problems with inflation prior to that, too. We just weren't following it back then on Free Talk Live. This is interesting news to me. I hadn't heard that
before. Controls were adopted in February of 2003.
Right. Yeah, that's one of the other stories here mentioned that it was Chavez who adopted those controls, but obviously those controls didn't keep things under control.
Right. And so, something that's interesting, just to sort of back up a little bit further, the Wikipedia article that I'm looking at says, until February of 1983, the Bolivar had the region's most stable and internationally accepted currency.
Until 2003?
No, until 1983.
Oh, 83, I'm sorry.
And so it was after 83 when they had some sort of...
socialist revolution.
Like high devaluation and something else, and currency is out of control. We're implementing all these socialist policies to rein in the problems, and it's just made more problems, and now here we are.
In 2008, they issued a decree saying that for every 1,000 Bolivar you have, you can now have one Bolivar Fuerte.
Yes, the strong Bolivar.
Oh, man.
They're worth 1,000 old Bolivars. And, of course, it's just some bureaucrats deciding these things, right? It shows the arbitrariness of the government monetary system.
Yes.
That some bureaucrats sitting around a board table just decided one day, you know, to make this change as though it were going to somehow shore up the economy or shore up people's belief in the Bolivar. And I imagine the people of Venezuela were not fooled by this. I mean, because it's just so obvious what's happening there. Back to the story here from Vice News about the Bitcoin economy down in Venezuela. Again, this story from October of 2014. So Venezuela's currency controls were implemented, they say, because of massive private capital flight in 2003. The country's foreign currency reserves took a huge hit, and the government began restricting exchanges. Since then, the only legal method for Venezuelans to get U.S. dollars, here you go, Daryl, is through a government agency. So you cannot go to any old bank and exchange bolivars for dollars. For instance, if you want to travel abroad, you have an annual max quota of 2,500 U.S. dollars per citizen. A prominent Venezuelan business professor and Bitcoin booster who asked he not be identified out of concern he could face harassment at home. But the currency controls are complicated by the fact that Venezuela imports between 85% and 90% of the goods consumed in the country. Quote, the current economic situation has increased the need for dollars to import the things that have shortages. That's because the people who are going to sell you a pallet full of toilet paper, they don't want your bolivars.
No.
What good are a bunch of Venezuelan bolivar fuertes on the international marketplace?
Apparently 6.3 bolivars to a dollar.
Yes, it would be a joke. It would be insane to accept bolivars for your international shipments. So they want dollars, but the people in Venezuela can't get dollars from the government or from anywhere. Ultimately, it's Free Talk Live. We'll talk more about it. Come up.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's not addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you like what we're doing here, then please support Free Talk Live by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. It costs you $5 a month. We will take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing new internet listeners on board as well as satellite listeners. So you can help us expand Free Talk Live and get yourself some perks like access to the AmpOnly call-in lines, the AmpOnly podcast, AmpOnly forum, Facebook group. Go get the details. Get signed up. amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month with any major credit card. Or Visa or MasterCard right on our website. But if you want to use other credit cards, you can do those through PayPal, amp.freetalklive.com. And coming soon, or later, coming at some point to the AMP program, we will begin accepting Bitcoin payments through the Coinbase subscription service that they have, which is very, very cool. But I don't know when that's going to happen, so I probably shouldn't really be teasing it that much, because then people might get excited, and it might not be like months until that happens. So, sorry about that.
Ben. Sometime possibly before the end of the year.
I think that's realistic. I don't think that's going out on a limb, really, very much.
Not saying which year.
So,
but before the end of it.
Vice News, which does some of the best reporting out there on the internet, as far as I'm concerned. I just love Vice and the product that they make. Yeah, you know, they're a little lefty-leaning in some of their editorial viewpoints, but so what? Everybody's got their opinion, and Vice is they're masters at putting together an interesting presentation on a variety of different subjects.
Oh, before you get into that, I looked up some info on the Zimbabwe dollar.
Yeah, sure.
And that has been suspended indefinitely. That happened April 2009.
What has been suspended? The Zimbabwe dollar itself?
The issuance of...
I see.
Has been suspended. They just did the revaluation, and they have never started printing new stuff.
Interesting.
Have I heard that U.S. dollars are very popular down there?
according to the wiki article footnote, it says the euro, U.S. dollar, the British pound sterling, the South African rand, and the Botswana pula are used as legal tender.
Basically anything they can get their hands
on. The U.S. dollar has been adopted as the official currency for all government transactions.
Interesting. They're not the only country like that either. Since the only, let's see here, legal method for Venezuelans, this is from Vice News about Bitcoin and Venezuela, which is in terrible economic condition, to get U.S. dollars is through a government agency. The currency controls are complicated by the fact that Venezuela imports between 85 and 90% of the goods consumed by the country. Randy Brito, founder of Bitcoin Venezuela, a blog that supports Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, told Vice News, quote, "The current economic situation has increased the need for dollars to import the things that have shortages, but there aren't enough goods offered in the black market, so the price has increased exponentially in the last months. To secure those imports, people often need dollars, which are held by the government. If you can persuade the government that you're importing necessities like food or medicine, the exchange rate is 6.3 bolivars to $1, the Venezuelan business professor said. For less necessary goods, the government will exchange 11 bolivars per $1 in an auction-type process, but that doesn't cover all goods. The government recently introduced a third and less favorable category of exchange. The closest the government will get to the actual rate in which the government will change around 50 bolivars for $1. So the government itself has different exchange rates based on the products that you're interested in importing into the country.
Or how well you can bribe them, it sounds.
Exactly. Because the government runs these exchanges, it reserves the right to reject any request for changing money as it sees fit. People then turn to the black market. The business professor said that the black market exchange rate was 100 bolivars per $1 as of last week. Remember, this is an old article. This is from October. They're now able to get up to 250 bolivars per U.S. dollar. Huge difference there. These problems have left people desperate for other monetary options, and since Venezuelans are hard-pressed to convert their bolivars into dollars, they are increasingly interested in converting bolivars into Bitcoin. Brito noticed that while it's difficult to use Bitcoin for purchases within Venezuela, the currency can be used to acquire more dollars than would otherwise be possible. And that's what you were saying earlier, Danica. According to the story here at Vice, quote, when you want to send money abroad or you want to pay online, what really matters is the price of Bitcoin within a 10-minute window, said the business professor. It offers a way to buy stuff online without being restricted to $300 per year per citizen. So yet another way for the Venezuelan individuals to get around the government currency controls. And again, they have to import almost everything down there. So having that $300 rule preventing them from going over that amount per year is an incredibly crippling rule.
Absolutely. Yeah. $300?
Yeah, that's nothing. I mean, you can spend $300 at one trip to Amazon.
Yeah.
Ivan Montilla, a Venezuelan entrepreneur who gives presentations about virtual currencies across the country, told Vice News that Bitcoin adoption in Venezuela has been slow to this point because trading precious dollars for Bitcoins isn't palatable to many in the country. He says what happens is that one Bitcoin is so expensive for us that its adoption has been slow, despite the effective awareness in social networks. The price of Bitcoin exceeds the annual quota of dollars for our use on the internet, so people prefer to use their dollars on Amazon than for Bitcoins. Now that SurBitcoin allows users to trade their bolivars for Bitcoins rather than dollars, it will be interesting to see how quickly the cryptocurrency takes root in a country whose monetary policy has been so poorly managed, and whether the government, which has avoided any stance on Bitcoin, will be forced to respond. And this was written back in October. It was the best piece that we were able to find, and it was thanks to SciFace for sending that along to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested to know, now that it has been approximately 6 months since this article was written, has there been an increase in the adoption of Bitcoin? You know, how busy is SurBitcoin? Are they busier now than previously? And, you know, how are people integrating Bitcoin into their lives in Bitcoin or in Venezuela? I think all of those questions would be very interesting if we could get answers. If that's out there, you're welcome to share your thoughts with us here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And of course, another reason that Bitcoin is so useful is because you can send it and receive it without having to go through official channels. So the people who are buying Bitcoin with Bolivar are basically doing it off the radar of the governments. And if they want to send that Bitcoin over to someone outside of the country for some reason, or send it even within the country, the government would have not necessarily no clue about that. And taking currency exchanges out of the hands of the state is an incredible blow to the power system that they have over people. You can share your thoughts with us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. There's always a little bit more to say here. There's a story from earlier this year about Venezuela applying what they call a double standard to a Bolivar exchange rate. Venezuela has revamped its tough currency controls. Only importers of priority goods, like food and medicine, will be able to buy dollars at the official rate of 6.3 bolivars, and everyone else will need to pay double, which is what the Vice story touched on. But it became, I guess, official earlier. Oh, wait, excuse me, that's January of 2014. So that different tiered rate system went into effect over a year ago.
Based on things that I was reading, they've had a two-tiered system.
Mm-hmm.
They just increased it last year.
Meaning increase the second tier as far as how much they were.
Well, in 2010, the rate was like 3-something bolivar to a U.S. dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And
on the first tier?
For essential, and then non-essential was something else. So it got increased up
so
to the 6.
Went up.
Yes.
I see. So, you know, you can share your thoughts here on this, but there's other stuff to talk about here tonight, including... Daryl, you've got actually a nice story about a restaurant in Oklahoma that did something, you know, surprising and really, really nice for some of the hungry homeless folks in the area. So we can get to that story on the way here tonight. Plus, there's other news about a unique radio station that has started in Colorado, which, of course, is one of the few states in the United States that has legalized marijuana. And now, apparently, there is actually a radio station that is dedicated to marijuana. And it doesn't appear, at least at this point, it doesn't appear to be a stunt. This may be a legitimate change of frequency, a change of format.
Change of format.
It may be a stunt. I would say there's a chance it could be a stunt, but I listened a little bit to the station today just to kind of get a feel for
it. Isn't everything really a stunt, or at least, at the very least, a gimmick?
What kind of music are they playing? Did you get any sense of that when
it
you listened to it?
It appears to be a talk radio station.
Oh, so it's talk radio, not any sort of like
Grateful
Dead or anything like that?
Bob Marley or the Grateful Dead or something like that. At least I didn't hear any music when I sampled
the
station.
Okay.
We'll come back with more here in moments. The story out of Oklahoma with the generous restaurateur, that's coming up. You can also share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.